I am so pleased to welcome to our stage our last speaker of today. Please welcome Wes Maestro.
I took notes, and we learned from our elders, and that's one of the things that Dalton said too. He said, you know what, let's bless the room. Let's bless and give props to the elders who came before us, right? He also said, bless the ancestors, right? But on top of that, what I like to do, I like to bless the young cats coming up.
Yeah.
Understand? That's important to me too, because when we came up, we didn't have what y'all have now. We didn't have manifesto. We didn't have any of this. Understand what I'm saying? So we fucked up in a lot of ways. We did a lot of great things, but a lot of solidarity we didn't have coming up, especially in Toronto. Everybody was doing their own thing instead of trying to unite. You know what I'm saying? I was doing my thing on one level. You know, me and Farley, B Factory was doing their thing on the next level over there. And I'm saying instead of coming together, we could have been in a whole different planet right now. Understand what I'm saying? So when I see a young brother like Shay do his thing and bring people together to not make this a concert, but to make Manifesto a festival where the opening speech is by the Governor General of Canada. Yeah. Understand what I'm saying? To the closing ceremony is you got Black Thought from the Roots. You got my man brother Ernie coming over here. Understand what I'm saying? That's a big thing. Hip hop, we evolved, right? And I'm glad that the youth, y'all learned what we did that was right, and now we're learning from you too. Okay, so I'm here to learn from all of y'all. I'm not, see what the devil wants division amongst God's people. Understand what I'm saying? Not only from an ethnic perspective, us living in Toronto, the most ethnically diverse city in the world, you got blacks, you got within the Caribbean community, there's differences. You see what I'm saying? Within Toronto itself, you got the Portuguese community, the Jewish community, Italian, everybody's doing their own thing. But my thing, I always see, you know what? We got more similarities than we got differences, right? And also when it comes from a hip hop perspective too, yeah, I'm older, yeah, I came out, you know, rhyming to 1979 when I came out doing my thing. But I kind of want to learn from you cats coming up too. And I'm 42 years old. What the F can a 50-year-old school me? If I'm blocked like that, when he's giving me that information, I'm not processing that information properly because I'm stuck here with my arrogance. I'm stuck here with my ignorance. Understand? And that's what I said, that's what the devil wants. He wants division amongst the people. I'm trying to bring everybody together because we've got more similarities than we've got differences, especially in hip-hop. Now, my book is called Stick to Your Vision. My brother Chuck D from Public Enemy wrote the foreword for me. And man, that's a blessing right there. That's like one of the most prolific voices in hip-hop. And it's an honor for him to do that. I thank my man Drake for Beautiful Testimonial, George Stramopoulos, everybody who came through for that. And I thank my wife, Tamara Hendricks-Williams, who is a co-writer of my book. Now what we do, we define vision as a forward-moving, motivating intention, okay? So a forward-moving, motivating intention. In other words, if you stay still, your vision's gonna die. You gotta keep going forth and forward. And it's broken down to three components, which are expectation, operation, and destination, okay? Now, expectation deals with what do you expect from yourself? What don't you expect from yourself? What limitations have you put on yourself? What limitations have other people put on you and why? Those are the type of things. Operation deals with building your team, networking, like Manifesto. This was a network, people coming together, okay? To get to where? Our destination. Expectation. The first chapter of my book is called Black Men Can't Escape. Right? The reason I call it Black Men Can't Skate is because in the first grade, I was the only black kid in class. The teacher asked us, you know what, why don't y'all draw a picture of what you want to do when you grow up? So kids were drawing, you know, firefighters, police. I thought it was nice. I drew a picture of Bobby Orr. That was a Wayne Gretzky before the time, right? But I made him black. I had my brown Crayola. I did my thing, you know. I gave him my afro. You know what I'm saying? I'm feeling good. I gave him the black and gold. It's Bobby Orr, number four. But I made him look like me. Well, it didn't go over that well in the class, because one of the kids saw my picture and said, you can't play hockey, you're a nigger. And that's the first time I ever heard that word. And then I got beat down by eight of them. And I was like, wow, I learned from a young age what's expected of me and what's not expected of me. Understand what I'm saying? So I tried skating like twice, and I said, I just remember what they told me back in the days. You see what I'm saying? So I learned from a young age what's expected, my expectations, and what's not expected of me. So I had to keep it moving. In 1979, I heard a song called Rapper's Delight by the Sugar Hill Gang. And this is something that it just made me feel like I could do this. This is something I'm nice with. Hip-hop, this is something I could do. I started working my rhymes. I started getting real good at it. And I just propelled to the next level, man. And I continued moving on, getting better. But my man Ron Nelson from CKLN, which is a spot right here, gave me a shot in 1982. I was known as the Melody MC. And I rhymed up a song called Bounce Rock Skate. That's why I like what you're saying. And my man said, that's the Melody MC. He's 15, goddamn, he's good. And that little confidence Ron gave me right there is what propelled me to continue doing my thing. But then it continued growing, and I started doing shows at the concert hall before we had Focus and all those spots. The concert hall, just so you know, a lot of people visiting here, that was like the Apollo Theater of Toronto. So everybody came to the concert hall. Big Daddy Kane, you name it, Run DMC, everybody. And I was one of those cats. But the first group I opened for was a spot called Club Fresh, which is known as the government right now. It was a group called UTFO. Yeah. They had a song called Roxanne, Roxanne. And I was in a group called Vision. And you know what? We had crews from all over the city, all over Toronto. Mississauga, Jane and Finch. We rep Scarborough. You know what I mean? But we won. We beat everybody. We kicked everybody. And I felt so good for the fact that, you know what? This is something that I believe in that I could be good at. And I took it to the next level where now my city is growing with this. So to me, that's an important thing to look back to see like where you were. A lot of people know me as the Maestro Fresh West as a MC, what have you, but a lot of people don't know the history of where I got to. I gave Farley the name Flex. He's known as Farley Fidel, that's his real name, you know? I gave him that name, Farley Flex, and stuck with him. But we used to work together at a place called Wizards, and he was the bouncer. I was working back shot, you know, one of those line cooks, but he always heard me rhyme. And one thing Farley said to me, if you ever need help, he just came out of college at the time. If you ever need help, let me know. And I kept that in the back of my mind because I saw Missy Me do her thing. That's the queen. Understand? When I see Missy do her thing, I'm saying, like, if she can do it, I can do it too. Everything I try to do, Missy did first. A lot of people give me the props for blowing up or whatever like that. But I was watching Soul in the City and saw Missy perform. Scott LaRock just passed away, but the Blastmaster KRS-One introduced her on stage. Red Alert was DJing. You know what I'm saying? When I saw that, I was like, wow, Missy is still doing it. If she can do it, I can do it too. And that's what made me, you know, dig in the crates, get more creative, and come up with the Maestro concept. And I came out with a song called Let Your Backbone Slide. And the first place I ever performed that was Electric Circus, Much Music. All right? We got a deal, but we transferred it. We didn't want just a single deal. We want to make it like an album deal, because we know Beat Factory had plans. They had this group called the Dream Warriors. I know Missy was doing her thing, too. So we had to do her thing, because we know we wanted to make a record. We wanted to make a history. Anybody can make a record. Back then, we were thinking, let's make history, okay? So I performed, did my thing. We got the record deal, and I tell you, man, the day that UPS truck came to my house with that box of records, and I opened that box, and I saw the picture of me and LTD. It was just a single. I was feeling good. You know what? It showed me that, well, you know what? This is something I always wanted to do, and I'm making it manifest right now. Understand what I'm saying? I felt great.